This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Wednesday morning edition. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship radio stations. And we're broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That goes for our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers and men and women out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as our FedEx, our UPS, our bulk mail center haulers out there delivering the mail, the letters and packages and all that good stuff. And let's not forget about our suicide jockeys either, hauling the gas and the diesel and, of course, hauling the jet fuel wherever it needs to go. Now, to our Amazon warehouse people listening in, thank you very much. To our Amazon drivers out there on the road, thank you very much. And we also want you to follow us on Facebook. You can go to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's there. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter, all as Captain's America, all lowercase, all one word, Captain's America. And our website is the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Go over there and check out all the things we have to offer there, including this host, this guest that I have coming on right now, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. There's a link over there for his show. And we got him on the phone right now. Good morning, Kyle, number two.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody out there.
Yeah, well, let's see here. What are they going to do? They're going to scoot. All right, there they go. They're moving because it's not exactly the 4th of July out on the deck tonight. It is 58 degrees on one thermometer on one side of the building and 62 on the other. I don't think there's a wind, or we have clear skies. So fortunately, if we had a wind, it'd be a little bit more miserable. But there they are. Now, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we do emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we talked a lot, got a lot out in hour number one, some things that some people aren't going to hear anywhere else but here, because nobody else seems to want to tell the people about what's going on right under their noses, right?
Yes, exactly, yes.
But we will. Now, I want to mention something here, because this is important in the grand scheme of things. Former television star and Christian activist Kirk Cameron was being interviewed yesterday regarding the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's criticism of a Super Bowl ad that he did promoting Jesus Christ as part of the left's attempt to break down the very principles the nation has been founded on.
Yes, I find it very odd that such advertisements would draw such criticism from some of these political players here, Captain.
Well, she's a communist, make no mistake about it. And she's a socialist, and she calls herself Democratic Socialist. That's the party she belongs to. That should say just about all that you want to know. But at the end of the day, what people should have seen from this was that they can have Sam Smith, who's dressed up as a deadly Satan in a red leather skin-tight suit with men dressed up as women gyrating and doing sexually erotic moves in cages, and that's okay. But when a guy like Kirk Cameron comes on and wants to show up and read a kid's book about faith, hope, joy, love, kindness, and there's some ads at the Super Bowl about Jesus, the most loving man that ever lived, they then want to freak out.
Well, of course, because obviously, you know, Jesus said, Captain, you know, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And there are people who want people, you know, the powers that be would like for people to remain basically in a bondage. And but if you come along and you tell them about love, well, it goes against their agenda of making people feel that they're free, quote unquote, to do whatever they like. That's why I think these commercials hit such a chord with those who don't want you to hear about it.
Well, we're going to talk more about that when Ron Edwards comes on, as I like to call him, the Reverend Ron. So we're gonna have that with him. We're gonna talk about that at length when he comes on. Now, U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein announced in a press release that she was retiring. She wasn't going to seek re-election. And then yesterday, she got confused and said, "Well, when I run again, I'm going to this, I'm going to that." And then one of the reporters said, "Well, ma'am, you just released a letter. You said that you're not going to run." "Oh, well, I don't know. I'll have to check on that," or something like that. She's definitely lost it.
Well, you know, Captain, she did come out and say, "I'm not announcing anything." And you're right. She was asked about this. But the statement read that she was announcing that she was not running for re-election, but intended to, quote, "accomplish as much for California as I can through the end of next year when my term ends," unquote. Yeah, so who's got the right statement here? She doesn't know.
Yep. Hold that thought. Coming right back with more.
In the sea of contradictions, you have reached the port of common sense. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, nightly between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
Thank you very much, Jeff in Sarasota. And for George, the Godfather, you got clear sailing at the moment there, George. You've got about a day to play with as far as the weather goes before anything catches up to you. But that storm is moving across to the east, so if you're going to stay up there in New York for any length of time, you'll probably be in snow 2 days from now up there, but getting up there won't be a problem. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a product that I've been taking for well over 9 years now. The reason I take it is because it works, and I wouldn't be telling you about it if it didn't work. Now, the ingredients that are in it are what makes it work. It's all natural. There's no narcotics in this product. You have turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which is like taking a cocktail of things that are good for you when it comes to, oh, I don't know, inflammation and pain and swelling and that sort of thing, which is all part of the problem that you have with a lot of the situations you have with your ankles and your feet and your knees and your back and your legs. So this is a product that I take for one simple reason. I've been taking it for almost 10 years now. But I've been taking it because it works and because it has no harmful side effects because it is all natural. Now, all you got to do to find out what I found out about is jump on over and take the 3-week quick start for $19.95 by going to the website relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com. com/captain, one more time, relieffactor.com/captain. And I'm not going to say that this is going to cure you, but I am going to say it's going to help you. Because, again, if you've got inflammation, which causes the pain to begin with, and the swelling that you get with associated injuries, this will lower or even eliminate the pain associated with whatever it is that you've got going on, and it'll go right straight to the source of the pain to locate the problem.
So again, the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain, 1995 on a 3-week quick start. Because, as Kyle Warren likes to say,
all you have to lose is pain.
You betcha. 1995, 3-week quick start. Relieffactor.com/captain. Give it a try. Well, Mr. Kyle, the rising toll in the earthquake in Turkey and Syria has now made it the deadliest since they've been keeping records about such things.
That's right. We understand the number that I've seen, Captain, is some 35,000 people have died. It's definitely going to be more. But since 100 years ago, at the founding of modern-day Turkey, this is the worst disaster, yes, that they've ever seen. There was evidently another earthquake back in 1939 that killed around 33,000 people at that time. So it's a terrible repeat here of a horrible natural disaster.
Yeah, this one is over 40,000 and climbing right now, and they just keep finding more bodies. That's all I can tell you, unfortunately. Now, one other little thing here before I go to the phone line. NATO allies are weighing whether or not they're going to give more arms to the Ukraine as Russian artillery is battering the eastern part of the Ukraine, where they are trying to take back all of that land, Russia, that is, and annex it into Crimea, make it part of Crimea.
Well, that's right. The Secretary General, we understand, of NATO, I believe, is saying they're not seeing any signs that Putin is preparing for peace. He says what we see is the opposite. He says we see he is preparing for more war, for new offensives and new attacks, according to him.
All right, now we're going to go to the phone line. We've got Bagab and Bob on the line. What's up there, sir?
Yep, well, one thing I want to say, when you do your third watch, people mention some of the hospital workers and stuff because they're up all night too. And
I also mentioned that I say.
Anyway, because I'm in the hospital, I had to, some heart issues. I had to adjust my medication for, which I'm doing okay on. Anyway, uh-huh. The reason I called was about the pipeline and about the train derailment. A lot of that trade route would have been unnecessary if they had approved some of these pipelines that Biden hasn't approved, not only just for oil, but maybe for some hazardous chemicals and stuff that were also transported on these pipelines. I don't know if the pipelines transmit much more than oil, but, I mean, that's also a thing, too, because there's no way this stuff should be going over the ground when it could be going under the ground. All right, that's it, Captain.
All right, well, Kyle, going back to what we said to begin with, every town that a hazardous material train goes through is supposed to be given, their emergency management people are supposed to be given a copy of what it is that's coming, the train that's coming, what it is that's on it, so that they know how to respond in case they have to. That's where I would start looking, if it were me, to see if I was going to point blame at people. But then, like we talked about, the people that gave the permission to blow up the train were the politicians, either the mayor of the town or the county executive, whichever had the highest local authority there was the one that did it. And they had to notify, of course, the state fire marshal's office what they were doing. But you got what you got. We can't change what we have right now. And basically, they've destroyed a town in the process, because this town, my prediction is they'll knock it all down and start all over again and build it somewhere else down the line.
Well, certainly, Captain, with the consideration that because of this kind of contamination, we're not looking at something happening next week, but people are already exhibiting the signs of having the irritants and these kinds of things. But you start looking for cancer clusters.
The animals are dying.
And the animals, exactly.
Yep. Uh-huh.
We've seen this happen after the initial cloud. And then, but we don't want to get 15, 20 years down the road, have the kids that are going up there now then be sick with cancer and have their lives foreshortened or have these terrible, terrible things visited upon them. So I think you're right. The only thing that can be done at this point is to evacuate the people, relocate them. I hate to say it, but this, I can't imagine if you're a parent going back and saying, I'm going to raise my child here.
Now, we have some news coming out of New York, the New York Attorney General, Letitia James, the Trump trial that's going on there where his company was found guilty of whatever it was they were found guilty of. But anyway, he has been ordered to pay $110,000 for contempt of court for not following the orders of the court that said turn over your records or something to that effect.
Right, yeah, this has to do with not complying with subpoenas, evidently having to do with his businesses. So that's where that is, and you're right. So $110,000.
Chump change, right? Okay,
right.
Tesla has got a plant in New York, and the workers there want to unionize. Well, I think Tesla will be moving that plant south soon.
Probably so. You know, right now, of course, I would expect, now people have the right to unionize and so forth, and this is what we've seen throughout our history, but I have a feeling that that would also, at this point, drive up the cost of the electric vehicle, the Tesla, Elon Musk may try to take advantage of greener pastures in that sense.
Gee, why is it we always have to pay more for something when they get in a problem like that?
Well, good question. So we'll see how it sort of pans out.
Yeah, that's okay. Pans out. There you go. That's a good the choice. by the way, we've got some news about Ford and their electric pickup truck, and we'll be telling you about that when we come back. But in the meantime, there just isn't enough time for me to get into that story with the break that's coming right around the corner here. So what I will say is that Janet Yellen appears to be warning of another catastrophe if the debt limit is not raised. And it looks like as if Janet Yellen may or may not be the Treasury Secretary much longer. She's reportedly going to leave here pretty quick.
Yes, well, you know, Captain, I think a lot of people might want to be leaving pretty quick because of the way that things are going in the economy. We've just got the inflation numbers. It's not as good as Joe Biden had pointed out, and it's not looking good.
All righty, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch, Wednesday morning edition, and I shall return with more. We're going to try to locate Jeff. Get him
you found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The Packers star quarterback is giving more insight on his darkness retreat. Aaron Rodgers joined the Pat McAfee show on Tuesday and said he'll start his isolation journey later this week. Rodgers also clarified the purpose of his unorthodox plan. He said, I'm probably going to have a better sense of where I am in my life. I didn't say I'm going to my darkness retreat just to figure out if I'm going to play next year or retire. The 39-year-old will make just under $60 million if he decides to play next season. ESPN is reporting the Jets have already asked about the availability of the Super Bowl-winning quarterback. Spring training is kicking off this week in Florida for both the Mets and the Yankees. Mets pitchers and catchers will be reporting to camp. That'll be happening today while the Yankees report Thursday in Tampa. Meantime, opening day for the Mets is set for Thursday, April 6th, when they take on the Marlins. In addition, the Yankees start their season at home on March 30th against the San Francisco Giants. Julio Flores, USA News.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Here, there are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles: effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors, and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
Now, let me tell you something, folks. I was at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care on Monday. Had an appointment there, 10:30 in the morning. I'll be back again next week. And they are taking care of the problem that I have, which has been persistent. It's not as bad as what it was, but it's getting better. But it's getting better because of them. I had gone to, I don't know, half a dozen other specialists, and none of them were able to correct the problem I've got. These people not only picked up on the problem right away, but started to treat it right away, and guess what? Problem is being solved as I speak. It's a long-term problem, so it's something that's been with me for going on over 20 years, and it's getting better, so I can't complain. It could have gotten a lot worse, and everybody that knows me knows what I'm talking about when I say that. But Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care, reach them by phone, 727-896-4615, 727-896-4615. Give them a call, set up an appointment, see what they can do for you, and I'll tell you what, they are really the real deal. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Now, appreciate you being on the program and all that good stuff, and we got more stuff, more ground to cover, so are you ready?
I sure am.
All right, Ford Motor Company. We just got done talking about Tesla, right?
Yep.
Not to be outdone, Ford Motor Company said yesterday it had stopped production and shipments of its F-150 Lightning electric pickup truck after discovering a potential battery issue during pre-delivery checks. Now, they say we're not aware of any incidences of this issue in the field, but they did have them right there at the plant. So they stopped producing them until they can figure out what the problem is. Ford spokesperson Emma Berg said in an email, she said the production stop was also issued at the start of last week. Now, Ford added it was investigating the matter, which it early reported to CNBC and first reported to the Motors Authority that governs them. Now, shares of the automaker were down 1% in the afternoon trading after news of this got out.
Well, exactly, and I don't know that we know exactly the nature of the battery issue.
Not yet.
But certainly, yeah, but certainly, Captain, it does bring up the notion, you know, we've seen some of these electric cars catch on fire, you know, on the side of the road and this kind of thing. So consumers would be understandably concerned, and so obviously I'm glad that they're taking steps to figure out whatever this is.
Now, we had mentioned this before we went to break, but Janet Yellen is warning of a catastrophe if the debt limit is not raised. The sooner, the better. The Republicans don't necessarily want to raise the debt limit. They want to cut back on some of the expenses, which would also work, right?
Well, that's right. I think that's the general thrust of what the GOP-led Congress is talking about, what Kevin McCarthy's talking about. They want to take a look at the spending, and they want to be able to, you know, I don't think that there's going to be a real barrier to raising the debt limit, but not having those spending cuts is just continuing down the same path with no end in sight.
Okay. Now, one other little thing here to bring along. We know that the Russians have a linked malware attack with their name associated with it, which almost took down about a dozen utilities that were online, almost took them right off the air altogether.
Yes, that's exactly right. According to Politico, they say that this is the closest that they've ever really been to damaging the U.S. or European infrastructure, especially U.S. infrastructure. Evidently, these hacker teams were very close to being able to actually, quote, pull the trigger on this, but evidently that did not happen. But it does point up, Captain, the ongoing vulnerability and the ongoing, shall we call it, cyber war that's going on behind the scenes every single day as we go about our business. Somebody's trying to get into these crucial systems.
Yeah, they are. And it's not all China. We got to start thinking outside the box now. There's people other than China want in on this.
Well, that's right. And think about it this way, too. The Chinese have their agenda. The Russians have their agenda. And it's that old adage, right? The enemy of my enemy is my ally, basically. So they want pretty much the same kind of thing, at least for openers, in the sense of weakening or taking down the United States of America.
Now, the DOJ is reportedly, that's our Department of Justice, of course, is reportedly giving some of our states $231 million for gun violence prevention programs.
Yes, that's true. And generally speaking, of course, the idea of trying to prevent gun violence is that something I think everybody can get behind. We have a case in point with this terrible tragedy in Michigan, in East Lansing, Michigan State University. If the person that did the shooting, who's now dead, had a history of mental health issues, how was this missed? Why was it missed? What can we do in the future such that it's not missed? Or coordinating databases in terms of criminal activity, this kind of thing. Make sure that people don't have an avenue to get a weapon if they're not allowed to.
Well, they're not supposed to, but somebody dropped the ball here, and somewhere along the line, they're going to find out that there was a psychiatrist involved in this, and for whatever reason, they chose not to report the guy, which they're supposed to do, number one, and number two, they chose not to do anything at all, and therefore they bear as much responsibility, in my opinion, is the guy that probably pulled the trigger.
Well, and as far as I know, Captain, and maybe you've heard differently, I don't know that we know exactly how he obtained the weapon at this
nope.
point, but he has had weapons in the past.
Yep.
So maybe he had a conduit for that to have an illegal weapon. But even so, somebody could be under treatment, or if they are exhibiting these kinds of behaviors, that somehow they can be, there could be an interdiction for that.
Well, he had relatives that were aware of his situation. We heard about that, too. All right. Now, there's a video report that Israel is using drones to help rescue the Turkish earthquake survivors. They're flying over with drones and looking for any sort of activity, signs of life, this sort of thing, covering as much ground as they possibly can, even more so than a human being could.
Well, that's right. And I think in the past, one might conjure up images of helicopters flying over or something like that. But these drones, Captain, and especially even after the big hurricane damage down at Fort Myers and so forth, there were these individuals who fly the drones over and you could survey the damage, especially if you had been a resident there. You could get some kind of detailed information because of the way how sharp the cameras are and how slow and the drones can go and so forth and cover all that area, as you said. I'm sure that it's a big boon to try to, this time, now look for people who are trying to save their life.
Yeah, exactly. And with all the things that are going on, we have found out that the shooter in Michigan had a threatening note in his pants pocket, which was divulged last night.
That's right. He seemed to indicate some kind of threat against schools in New Jersey where he had ties back to the 43-year-old gunman who evidently took his own life with the confrontation with police. And so he may have had other things that were something he wanted to go, another terrible act he wanted to do. We don't know, but we don't know exactly the motivation, but that may come.
And not to be outdone, folks, a Russian fighter or military aircraft, three of them, flew near NATO airspace yesterday, and they were promptly escorted out by NATO fighter jets. We had it almost yesterday over in Europe. All right, folks, we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch and Kyle Warren, too, as we take a look at our final Truckers Highway and Bible report for the night.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Big news from Newsmax. AT&T's DirecTV just removed Newsmax. Now you can't watch Newsmax on DirecTV or UVerse. With OAN gone last year, that's two conservative channels removed in the past year alone. Newsmax is the fourth highest rated cable news channel, with great programs from Greg Kelly, Greta Van Susteren, and Rob Schmidt. Now millions of DirecTV subscribers can't watch them on Newsmax. President Trump, Mike Huckabee, John Voight, Sarah Palin, Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, and many more are demanding that Newsmax be returned to DirecTV. Stand up for free speech. Call AT&T and DirecTV now and let them know you want Newsmax. Call toll-free 877-NEWSMAX and we'll connect you to DirecTV. If you're not a DirecTV subscriber but support Newsmax and free speech, call 877-NEWSMAX to show your support. Dr. Ben Carson says our freedoms are at stake. He urges you to stand up for Newsmax. Call 877-NEWSMAX today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
$100 bills and it kills and it thrills like the horns on my Silverado grill. And I buy the bar double round the crown and everybody's getting down in this town. Ain't never gonna be the same. Cause I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city. I make a lot of noise cause the girls they are so pretty. Riding up and down Broadway on my old stud Leroy and the girls say, save a horse, ride a cowboy. Everybody says, save a horse, ride a cowboy. Well, I don't give a dang about nothing. I'm singing and bling blinging while the girls are drinking. Long necks down and I wouldn't trade old Leroy or my Chevrolet for your Escalade or your Freak Parade. I'm the only John Wayne left in this town. And I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city. I make a lot.
Steve and Rich save a horse, ride a cowboy. What do you think, Kyle? What do you think?
I love it. It's great.
Yeah. I'm walking through the town. You're really getting down. Yeah, that is a song for all time, I'll tell you. All righty, well, tell us what's going on out west. You're starting to lose some of your weather there to me coming my way, but tell us what's coming.
Well, yeah, that's right, Captain. We're still seeing some snow out there on the radar map, especially if you're in the Albuquerque area there in New Mexico, north of Albuquerque. We got some snow there heading up even through Santa Fe. And then, of course, if you're coming out I-40 west of Albuquerque through Laguna over towards Gallup, you're going to have snow coming across the interstate there. It's also going to head on down into southern Arizona. We've got a mix of snow and rain and sleet to the northeast of Tucson, rain around Tucson right now, and now rain has gone south of Phoenix, and if you're going to be coming across I-8, you're going to have rain coming across the road there at the place called Gila Bend, so you want to be aware of that. We also see a lot of snow still in Colorado. It's going to be up in Cheyenne, actually just across the border into Wyoming near Cheyenne, coming down I-25, especially around Denver, and on down towards, down towards Wallensburg again as you come through Pueblo on your way down towards New Mexico. So do be aware of that. We continue with a freeze warning in California Central Valley. We have wind chill factor right now, about 25 below zero wind chill around Idaho Falls, Idaho. Do be careful out there.
I like the way you said Gila Bend, because Gila Bend is one of the most famous shortcuts you can take in Arizona to get you around Phoenix over to Tucson so you can keep on trucking.
Very cool. Very
How about
cool.
That? Yep. So there you go. All right. Well, gosh, folks, let's start with the beginning. Well, I'm going to go north. I'm going to go up into North Dakota. I'm going to go down to South Dakota. I'm going to include Minnesota into this. We've got snow halfway across North Dakota, South Dakota. We got a winter storm warning and a blizzard warning, I-29, from the northern part of North Dakota right up on the Canadian line all the way straight down to Rapid City, South Dakota. And that goes about 50 or 60 miles into Minnesota as well. Very poor conditions there. That is going to give you about 100 miles worth of a blizzard warning on I-94 coming out of Minnesota, the tail end of Minnesota, over into Fargo and over towards Bismarck. So be advised of that, too. Rapid City, you're going to have it down to there in South Dakota, or kicking out of South Dakota. And then over in Sioux Falls, you're going to have more of that type of weather. Now, going over into Wisconsin, we're just starting to get the snow starting in the northwestern corner of Wisconsin as it's starting to make its way to the east. Now, we do have up in the northern peninsula of Michigan, we do have a winter storm watch up there, and we do have snow right now going that way. Also, Michigan, Detroit on up towards the Upper Peninsula, you're going to have some weather today. Ohio, northern part of Ohio, you're going to have weather there. Probably going to kick in the lake effect snow machine over there from Ripley to Buffalo for sure. And also Indiana, you're going to have snow there almost all the way on down to south of Indianapolis, almost all the way down there to Kentucky. Going to have snow in the eastern half of Illinois today as well. Winter storm icing effect is coming across kind of on an angle over towards, if you will, Kansas and then Oklahoma in the panhandle, Amarillo over towards El Reno. You've got a winter storm warning there, and up in Kansas you've got along I-70 all the way across to Kansas City. You've got a winter storm warning there. And you got a lot of wind down in Texas tonight. Could be some foul weather coming that way, but it's not there yet. Got a whole bunch of fog to contend with coming across out of Louisiana, right about Lafayette, all the way over to Houston, all the way down to Corpus Christi. And it's going to drag your wagon quite a bit going that way because you won't be able to see. And then coming up into, again, up the East Coast, got a few areas of fog up in there. And we're going to have snow along the lee shore of Lake Ontario today, up towards Buffalo. And looks like as if we could get some winter weather up in New Hampshire and Maine as well. So, Kyle, first of all, tell us about the Pilot Flying J.
Well, folks, don't forget, go to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. Find out how you can join up with the My Rewards Plus app. Start enjoying two free drinks every week. Get special offers on food, drinks, and snacks. All at the Pilot and Flying J travel centers. That's pilotflyingj.com.
All righty. And how can we hear your show?
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to kylewarrenshow.com.
Okay. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Go over to kylewarrenshow.com to find out more about him. And right now on the telephony line, we have none other than Denise Simon, founderscode.com. And a lot of people have been reading your article. I've been getting a lot of feedback about it.
Good. Thank you.
However, some people are going, why isn't the government saying this?
Well, that's particularly interesting. You know, we have these briefings that are going on, and these briefings are not explaining anything, and that's coming from really both sides of the aisle. They say it was not a surveillance balloon. In fact, there's almost an apology trying to say that this was, in fact, an errant weather balloon, which is apparently some leak that came out of the Pentagon over to the Washington Post. But if you travel on over to Reuters yesterday, actually it was on the 13th, it says the U.S. military said on Monday it recovered critical electronics, including sensors presumably used for intelligence gathering.
Correct.
This is coming from the balloon itself.
Yep.
Including sensors and electronic pieces identified as large sections of the structure. That is coming from Northern Command. So it's kind of like, which is it? I mean, we don't have anybody that's necessarily on point here that's agreeing. So we're getting very, very conflicting summaries of all of this.
Well, I'm not surprised, are you?
It's not a matter of being surprised. It's more of a matter of being angry. You know, I was thinking yesterday, how many times did Trump show up at the White House press briefing, you know, and stood there and took questions from members of the press, you know, and, you know, Sarah Huckabee Sanders would stand aside and, you know, Trump and Pence would stand there and take questions after questions. I haven't seen Biden show up there one time.
All righty.
So,
all righty.
I'm angry.
We'll catch you on the other side of the break here, the top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and we're going to go out with the way we came in here.
I'm a thoroughbred, that's what she said, in the back of my truck bed as I was getting buzzed on suds out on some backcountry road. We were flying high, fine as wine, having ourselves a big and rich time, and I was going.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.